It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Cantaland Radio. Cantaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
American Legion Baseball here on at KNZA 103.9 FM. It is a hot afternoon in Concordia, Kansas, as we bring you our coverage of the AA State Tournament and the first of two first-round matchups here this afternoon. And we appreciate everyone for hanging with us as Hiawatha post 66. Their run here at the AA State Tournament begins against Marysville, a familiar opponent here in round number one. And then the second game of our doubleheader will feature Corning post 216, taking on the host town in Concordia. Brandon Tabman here on a hot summer afternoon, 94 degrees as we get set for first pitch here in Concordia. Captain Kirk Kilman, our studio producer, we appreciate all the hard work throughout the course of the season, but it all comes down to this, and let's get it going, and we'll start game one. Hiawatha and Marysville, let's get you the lineups for this first-round matchup here at the state tournament. Let's start with Hiawatha. They come in with a record of 26-10. They are the number two seed in the field, and they are playing the number two game of the four-game schedule today. It'll be Josh Smith leading it off. He will be at second base. Cooper Jacobson will follow. He will be at first base. Ashton Rocky, he bats third. He'll be in center field. Sam Dunn in the cleanup spot. He'll be at shortstop. Brant Barnhill, the right fielder, he bats fifth. Caden Smith, the DH, he'll bat sixth. Cooper Wishrup, he'll bat seventh and catch. Lucas Lancaster, the start at third base, he will bat eighth. And Micah Oldham will round it out, batting ninth and out in the left field with Gannon Becker on the mound for Hiawatha. So again, for head coach Ryan Meiniger and crew, it'll be Smith at second, Jacobson at first, Rocky in center, Dunn at short, Barnhill in right, Smith the DH, that's Caden Smith, Wishrup the catcher, Lancaster at third, and Oldham the left fielder with Becker on the bump for Hiawatha. The seventh seed and a familiar opponent for Hiawatha throughout the summer is Marysville. They come in with a record of 17-14. They are the seventh seed in the 18 field, and they will go like this. And, of course, they got some familiar names in the area around us in Northeast Kansas. We'll talk about it throughout the broadcast. But Grant Haefeli is the left fielder. He'll lead it off. Landon Schmitz, the Axtell Eagle, batting second. He'll be in center field. A Frankfort Wildcat, Wes Anderson, the shortstop, he will bat third. Another Frankfort Wildcat, Carter Olson, he'll be in the cleanup spot playing at third base. Gavin LeDuc bats fifth. He'll be at second base. Ty Mosier is in right field. He'll bat sixth. Wyatt Detweiler, another Axtell Eagle, he will pitch and bat seventh. Alex Shale is the first baseman. He will bat eighth. And then Jordan Miller, the catcher, he will round it out and bat ninth. So again, for Marysville and the seventh seed, it'll be Haefeli in left, Schmitz in center, Anderson at short, Olson at third, LeDuc at second, Mosier in right, Detweiler pitching, Shale at first, and Miller is the catcher. Well, let's get you caught up again on the first-round tournament summary here for today, as this is game number two. So it was the 3-6 matchup in the first game today that started at 12 noon. It was Smith County, the Blue Raiders, a 3-2 win over the Independence Dogs. The Smith County Blue Raiders, again, the number three seed advancing. They're now holding a record of 13-7. So the winner of this one with Hiawatha and Marysville will get Smith Center or Smith County tomorrow afternoon. And then the loser will play at 8 a.m. tomorrow against Independence. So we got Hiawatha, Marysville, and then Concordia and Corning coming up after that. And then the nightcap, top seed and the defending champs in Iola, 27-6. They will take on the eighth seed Norton, who comes in with a record of 10-13. Our coverage of American Legion Baseball all season long and here at the state tournament as well. It's brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. a little bit more about Hiawatha before we take a quick break. Again, they've had a very good summer. They are here at the state tournament for a second time in the last 3 years. They didn't make it last season. Of course, we were here in Concordia, and it was Corning and Seneca who was representing our area last year. Now it's Hiawatha and Corning. So, again, Corning in it for back-to-back summers. Hiawatha was in it in Topeka at the state tournament 2 years ago, only winning one game in that tournament. But they have been to state in two of the last three seasons. Again, they have the second most wins of any team in the field at 26-10. They won the Zone 3 tournament. They beat Corning in back-to-back nights to earn that Zone 3 championship, although Corning won the regular season championship, beating Hiawatha in a championship game. So we could see Hiawatha and Corning down the road at some point in this tournament. But nonetheless, again, a great opportunity for both of these teams to make some noise here over the next few days on what is going to be a very hot and humid, breezy weekend here in Concordia, Kansas. Again, real quick, before we get to our timeout, get you set for the first pitch again. Real quick, let's go through the lineups one more time for Hiawatha. Post 66, Josh Smith at second base, leading it off. Cooper Jacobson batting second, playing at first. Ashton Rocky, the center fielder, batting third. Sam Dunn at short, he'll bat fourth. Brant Bardhill in right, batting fifth. Caden Smith, the DH, bat sixth. Cooper Wishrup batting seventh, he is catching. Lucas Lancaster batting eighth and at third base. Michael Oldham rounding it out, number nine, and in left field. Gannon Becker, the pitcher for Hiawatha. And again for Marysville, Grant Hayfully in left, batting first. Landon Schmitz at center field, he'll bat second. Wes Anderson at short, batting third. Carter Olson, the cleanup spot, and at third base. Gavin LeDuc, second baseman, and batting fifth. Ty Mosier bats sixth, he'll be in right field. Wyatt Detweiler, the pitcher, batting seventh. Alex Shale, the first baseman, bats eighth. And Jordan Miller, the catcher, he is rounding it out. Again, alongside Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman. It's a warm day in Concordia. A quick timeout. First pitch is coming up next. It's Legion State Baseball.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner in a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Do you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
KNZA.
Coverage of American Legion Baseball here in Concordia, the AA State Tournament. This weekend it's brought to you by KindTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Again, alongside Captain Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tadman here on KNZA as we get set for the first pitch. First of two first-round matchups as the tournament is underway. Smith County already a winner today against Independence. They have advanced, and we'll get the winner of this one with Hiawatha and Marysville tomorrow afternoon. Independence will await the loser. This is a double elimination tournament, eight teams in all. Expected to be a lot of fun. Defending champs Iola, Corning back for a second straight year. Corning will get Concordia in the second game coming up after this one. We appreciate it very much. Marysville, the away team, Marysville is the home team, beg your pardon, despite being the lower seed. Again, this is the 2-7 matchup in the tournament. Hiawatha, 26 wins. They are the 2 seed. Marysville, 17-14, but they will be the home team here today, so that means Hiawatha will get the first at-bat here today. It'll be Josh Smith, Cooper Jacobson, and Ashton Rocky, and then Sam Dunn in the cleanup spot if one of those three are able to get on. Hiawatha post 66, coached by Ryan Meiniger. We get set for first pitch, 93 degrees, but feels closer to 95. The wind could be a problem at times, 13 to even 20 miles per hour at times out of the south. And with that direction kind of pushing out towards the gap in left center field, it is 325 down the lines. This is a very high fence here at this ballpark. You got to get it up and out if you want to hit one over the fence. Again, 325 down the lines. The gaps are 360, and straightaway center field is 390. Again, it's been a lot of fun covering American Legion Baseball all season long, and it all comes down to this here for Hiawatha and Corning, our two locals, with an opportunity in this state tournament in 2024. So Wyatt Detweiler gets the starting nod for Marysville, the Axtell Eagle. And he is on the bump, all turf field here in Concordia. Josh Smith, the second baseman, set to lead things off. Enters the tournament to batting average of .229, a .413 on base percentage. He does have some home run power with one over the fence earlier in the season. So here is Josh Smith. Takes a first pitch fastball high for ball one, and our state tournament coverage officially underway. That's from the right side, number one on the jersey. The red tops for Hiawatha, blue numerals and lettering trimmed in white. Another pitch a little bit upstairs, two balls and no strikes. Well, Detweiler deciding nobody on, still rocks it out of the stretch. Another fastball runs a little bit up and in, and quickly three balls and no strikes. Josh Smith had a hit in all but one game in the zone tournament. Takes a strike here right down the middle, three balls and one strike. Just getting going here. Hiawatha, the zone three tournament champs, beating Corning and back-to-back nights, and that pitch runs inside, ball four, and Hiawatha starts the game off with a leadoff walk.
Now batting for Hiawatha, the first baseman, number 11, Cooper Jacobson.
So here's Cooper Jacobson, the first baseman, batting from the left side. Josh Smith at first, nobody out, no score, top one. First round of the AA state tournament here in Concordia. Again, feels like 95. It is a warm and breezy afternoon. It's going to be hot all weekend. Jacobson steps in. He's got a batting average of batting average of 322. He takes a strike here. No balls, one strike. Now, these two teams are familiar with one another, no doubt about it. Detweiler throws to first, and now caught in the pickle is Josh Smith. Dancing, and a player slips down for Marysville. He's going back towards second. They're playing back and forth. An opportunity to get back to first. The dive, not in time, and he somehow beat it back. So the second baseman, LeDuc, diving at the feet of Josh Smith as he scampered back to first and could not reach out far enough to get the tag. And so after all that, Smith ends up being safe back at first. It's a great pickoff move by Detweiler, but ultimately Josh Smith won that pickle battle. He stays at first base. No balls, one strike here on Jacobson. Ashton Rocky to follow. A little bit breezy here today. 20-mile-per-hour gust at times. So Detweiler in the stretch. Josh Smith at first, off speed, ground ball foul. And it's quickly no balls and two strikes. Plays up in the box from the left side. No batting gloves, old school style. Detweiler glancing at first, fires an 0-2. Just missed outside. He tried the corner and missed just a touch. One ball, two strikes. Marysville, the all-black jersey tops, a red M across the left part of the chest. White pants with the black stripes. They got red numerals and lettering on the back. Another toss over to first. Smith this time back safely. Now 1-2 to Jacobson. Is outside. Two balls and two strikes. 26 wins for Hiawatha coming into this tournament this weekend. An impressive run through the Zone 3 tournament, and now another one a little bit high, and it goes from 0-2 to 3-2. A battle brewing here with Cooper Jacobson. Number 11 on the jersey for Hiawatha. Just getting going, no score. Detweiler sets and delivers, and a check swing foul, and it just spun left side of the third baseline, and it stays three balls and a two strikes. Hiawatha, they went 4-1 in the zone tournament. They beat Seneca in their first game, but then lost to Corning, came back with a win over Doniphan County, and then beat Corning again back-to-back times. As Jacobson pops this one up, left side, foul territory, and the catch is made by Olson at third. And a long battle is won by Detweiler and Marysville, first out of the game. So Josh Smith stays at first base after the leadoff walk, one out. Here's Ashton Rocky. Enters the tournament with a batting average of .431. He had a dynamite Zone 3 tourney, included a home run in that tournament. He had a three-run triple against Corning in the Friday game, in which they lost 8-6. Hit a home run over the fence in left field against Doniphan County, and he fouls off the first pitch here. And it's no balls and one strike. Josh Smith, a leadoff walk. He is at first base with one out. Here in the top of the first. Just getting going. A breezy, warm afternoon. Second game of the four-game stretch here today. Next one to Rocky. Bends in there, and it's a called strike on the inside corner, and it's quickly no balls and two strikes. Well, Jacobson started behind 0-2. He worked a full count, ultimately popped out to third. And now Rocky in a hole here at 0-2. Pitch by Detweiler, low and inside. Tried it with the curveball, and it's 1-2. That game against Doniphan County on Sunday, Rocky 2-for-3, a home run, a single, and two RBIs. Runner takes off. Josh Smith, pitch was outside for a ball, and the throw is not in time. And a stolen base for Josh Smith, and he's up into scoring position with one out. Now one ball, two strikes, two balls and two strikes here on Ashton Rocky. Base hit could give Hiawatha an early lead. Detweiler's pitch popped up to the right side. Shallow right field coming on and missing the diving catch is Mosier. Josh Smith had to hold up, but he rounds third and trots home, and it's an RBI single for Ashton Rocky. And just like that, three batters in, and Hiawatha post 66 takes an early 1-0 lead. So here's Sam Dunn, the shortstop, with Rocky at first, one out, Hiawatha leading 1-0. The third matchup between these two teams played June 9th. It was a Hiawatha sweep, wins up 7-5 and 9-1. Rocky takes off, the pitch is a called strike, throw to second on target, but not in time. So Rocky with a stolen base, and he's into scoring position with still only one out. Good base running here by Hiawatha early. Here's a ground ball towards the hole. It's fielded by the shortstop, spinning, firing, and on target for the out. That was a great play by Anderson at short to get that out. If it gets out into center field, it probably scores the run in Rocky, but he holds it third, but now two down. So here's Brant Barnhill, the right fielder. Limited action throughout the summer, but when he has played, he's been good at .378 with the batting average. Runner at third is Rocky, two down, 1-0 our score, top one. Fastball missing inside, and it's 0-1. Barnhill defensively in right field here today to start. High chopper, playable off the mound. It's caught by the pitcher off the bounce, and the tag made on Barnhill going down to first base, so that retires the side. But Hiawatha post 66, they get on the board, an RBI single by Ashton Rocky. It's a 1-0 score. We head to the home first right after this on KNZA.
Working together, securing tomorrow. That's Maximum Insurance, an independent insurance agency with offices in Hiawatha, Horton, and Atchison. Online at MaximumInsuranceLLC.com. Summer and ice cream, they go hand in hand. And with extended summer hours, the Hiawatha Creamery thinks you need some premium award-winning ice cream in your hand. With so many great flavors and with so many toppings available. Or you can do shakes, malts, floats, sandwiches, banana splits, or just pick up a pint and take it home. The Hiawatha Creamery is open from noon till 10 p.m. every day with live music every Saturday night starting at 8. But summer is short, so indulge today. The Hiawatha Creamery, and treat yourself.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball presented by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke, 785-851-0785. Also want to thank Helena Agra Enterprise. People, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Brandon Tabman here in Concordia. Warm and breezy afternoon. Hiawatha striking first. An RBI single by Ashton Rocky. They lead at 1-0 as Marysville, comes up for the first time here in the game today. It'll be Grant Hafele, Landon Schmitz, and Wes Anderson. 17-14 Marysville. 0-2, though, versus Hiawatha here in 2024. Smith County a winner in the first game today. They have advanced to a winner's bracket game tomorrow. They'll get the winner of this one here, and then Corning and Concordia in a first-round matchup coming up after this one. So Gannon Becker gets the start. One of the better pitchers for Hiawatha this summer, nearly 40 innings pitched in a 3.38 ERA. And the most important start to this point, and his first pitch to Hafele is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Works quickly and fires. Ground ball left side, diving stop. It is made by Lancaster, but the throw is off target and late, and he's going to be safe, and the error is going to make a Hafele long turn at second base. Thought about three, but it is a single and an error. And just like that, Marysville, the runner in scoring position with nobody out. It was a great diving effort by Lancaster at third to keep it in the infield, but the throw wouldn't have been on time, even if it was on target, but it was way wide at first base, and Jacobson couldn't handle it, so now Hafele at second base with nobody out. 1-0 the count here on Landon Schmitz, a state track infield champion for the Axtell Eagles. And he swings and misses at the 1-0, makes it one ball and one strike. So you look at Marysville's roster, they have kids from Axtell, Frankfurt, and even one from Valley Heights. This one is fouled out of play, and Schmidt's behind in the count here to Becker. It's one ball and two strikes. A single and an error as Grant Haefeli at second base with nobody out. Hiawatha has a 1-0 lead here in the home first. This one is lifted in the infield, then kind of tailing out the shallow center, and it's the shortstop Dunn going out behind second base to make the catch for out number one. So one out, one on. Here's Wes Anderson, Frankfurt Wildcat, playing at shortstop here today for Marysville. He's got Haefeli at second base with one out. Defensively for Hiawatha, Lancaster at third, Dunn at short, Josh Smith at second, Jacobson at first, as Anderson fouls off the first pitch, and it's 0-1. Wishrup catching, and then Oldham in left, Rocky in center, Barnhill is in right. Becker now out of the stretch. The Horton Charger fires to the Frankfurt Wildcat, and it's lifted out to shallow right field. Barnhill coming in, and he laid up on it, and it drops in for a hit. Haefeli had to hold up to make sure it wasn't going to be caught, so he has to stop at third. It's a base hit for Wes Anderson, and now Marysville, they have him at the corners with only one out.
For Marysville, the third baseman, number 33, Carter Olson.
Here is another Frankfurt Wildcat, Carter Olson, who is at third base defensively today to start. But he has a big RBI chance here. Hiawatha leading 1-0 thanks to an RBI single by Rocky in the top of the first. Becker throwing to first. Anderson diving back in safely. Runners at first and third. Only one out. Great opportunity for Marysville to strike back here in the home first. Becker out of the stretch and delivers. And Olson slices one out of play down the left field line. And it's no balls and one strike. Hiawatha last season only won 10 games. Here's a throw down to third after that delivery. And in the process, Anderson takes second. So now second and third and one out. So a base hit could give Marysville an early lead. There's a high fastball missing, and it's one ball, one strike. And Carter Olson, the third baseman, bats on the left side, tad open on the stance. Becker's pitch inside, missing just a touch. And it's two balls and one strike. Haefeli at third, Anderson at second. 1-0 Hiawatha here in the bottom of the first. Smith County winning the opener against Independence, and that pitch is high. Correction, it was 3-1. I missed one there, and it's ball four, so now the bases are loaded. So Haefeli at third, Anderson at second, now Olson at first, and Becker in a real jam here. His team still leading 1-0, but Marysville making things interesting. Here's Gavin LeDuc, the Marysville Bulldog. He takes one inside for ball one. LeDuc defensively at second base to start. Big RBI chance here for him in his first at bat. Fastball high missing, and it's 2-0. Well, pitching collectively for Hiawatha was a little bit shaky throughout the zone tournament. It didn't really matter. Their offense was so good. Another one upstairs, and LeDuc jumping out in front. Three balls and no strikes. A walk will tie the game. So they are really grinding Becker here early in the first. A 3-0 taken all the way, and it is a called strike. Now 3-1. A single and an error by Haefeli got him to second base to start. Schmitz popped out to short, and then a single and a walk has loaded the bases, and that one is low, ball four. And we are tied at 1-1 here in the first. An RBI on the base on balls. That'll bring up Ty Mosier, the right fielder. Anderson moving to third, Olson up to second. Now LeDuc carries on at first base. 1-1 tie, still only one out. Becker fires, fastball missing, and it's 1-0. So the zone is right now hard to find here for Becker, and Hiawatha wants to take a quick timeout and meet on the bump. So it's an opportunity to kind of settle things down here. Becker had a great summer. I mean, statistically, you could argue the best pitcher for Hiawatha. Pitched nearly 40 innings coming in and just a 3.38 ERA. He had a 5-0 record. 41 strikeouts in those near 40 innings. But right now, an RBI base on balls to Gavin LeDuc tied the game at one apiece and still won out with the bases loaded. And the count 1-0 here on Ty Mosier. So the break on the hill is concluded. Marysville, a big opportunity to continue putting something up here in the first and ultimately break this 1-1 tie. Hiawatha is going to need to break to get out of this with no more harm done. The 1-0 is a called strike, belt high. Count 1-1 here on Mosier. Defense fairly straight up. Bases loaded. Becker still going out of the stretch. And a ground ball just barely foul. That would have been extra bases and multiple runs. But just left of the third base bag, and Mosier just out in front, and it's 1-2. If Becker was at a restaurant, he'd order up a strikeout here. The pitch. Just missed. A little bit high and outside, and it's 2-2. Wyatt Detweiler is on deck for Marysville. Trying to break a 1-1 tie here in the first. And now this is lifted to right field. Should be deep enough to get the run in. As Barnhill makes the catch, gets it in. The runner from third comes in. It's a sacrifice fly for Mosier, and Marysville takes a 2-1 lead. It was well deep enough to get Anderson. Olsen hung on at second base, so LeDuc had to stay at first. So now first and second, two down, 2-1 our score. And now Detweiler steps in, takes a high fastball missing, and it's 1-0. So a good piece of hitting there for Ty Mosier. A 2-2 count, pitch over the zone, just went with it, and got an RBI with a sac fly. There's a called strike, makes it 1-1. So plenty of pitches being thrown here by Becker, and now this is lifted out towards left field. Oldham coming on, makes a running catch and saves a run, but Marysville, they get damage done as they take a now 2-1 lead. So both teams on the board, but Marysville the advantage after one. 2-1 is our score. It's American Legion Baseball here at the state tournament on KNZA.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life. From your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For almost 20 years, Mow With An Attitude has been Bad Boy's promise. A promise to lead in zero-turn mower innovation, lead in build quality, lead in comfort and value in every category of mower we build right here in the good old USA. Mowing season's here. Get out your local full-line certified service and parts Bad Boy dealer. Skyview Equipment in St. Joe and Hiawatha or skyviewequipment.com. Skyview Equipment, where we are always cultivating, innovating, elevating.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA 103.9 from the AA State Tournament here in Concordia. Breezy and warm afternoon and just getting going. One inning in the books here in this first round matchup. Marysville a 2-1 lead on Hiawatha post 66. Brandon Tamman with you. Kurt Kilman in studio. It'll be 6, 7, and 8 here in the Hiawatha order. In inning number two, it'll be Caden Smith, followed by Cooper Wishrup, and then Lucas Lancaster after that, and then Micah Oldham, if one of those three are able to get on. An RBI single by Rocky, the lone run in the first for Hiawatha. Marysville getting a bases-loaded walk and also a sac fly from Ty Mosier. What is now a 2-1 game. Here's Caden Smith, who will step in. Smith, 3.29 average. He has 5 doubles on the year. Had a solid tournament as well. Last weekend in Seneca, the Zone 3 champs in Hiawatha. Detweiler's first pitch, a check swing. Caden Smith did not go around, and it's 1-0. Caden Smith lifting one out, left field towards the gap, and it hung up just enough for the left fielder in Hayfley to get there to make the catch, and one up and one down here in the top of the second. That'll bring up Cooper Wishrup, the catcher. Base is empty, one down here in the top of the second. Marysville leading it 2-1. Double elimination tournament, so you still get an opportunity if you lose here today. But you just have a lot more work to do to get yourself into a championship game later on. First pitch missing to Wishrup, one ball, no strikes. Detweiler's next pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Took a little bit off of that one. Started knee high, finished in the dirt. Detweiler sets and deals. Tried another breaking ball. That one didn't break, but it's now 2-1. Olson at third, Anderson at short, Leduc at second, Shale is at first base. There's another swing and miss by Wishrup. Or correction, the first pitch was actually called a strike. Did not see that originally, so that is a strikeout. So just like that, two up and two down. Here is Lucas Lancaster. 261 batting average throughout the summer. Steps in for the first time here at the state tournament. Takes a first pitch fastball called at strike number one. Now, Lancaster did not play really much in the zone tournament at all. Now is an integral part here in what is game one of the state tournament here in Concordia. 0-1 is a little bit outside, and now another one comes in missing. Two balls, one strike. Caden Smith, the fly out to left. Cooper Wishrup, a strikeout. Base is empty, two down here in the top of the second. The 2-1 is high, and now three balls, one strike here on Lancaster. The breeze towards the left center field fence, about 20 miles per hour at times, and that one misses upstairs for ball four. So a two-out walk puts Lancaster at first. Here's Micah Oldham, the left fielder. Micah, 265 with the average, just a touch north of 400 with the on-base percentage. Base runner at first and two down. Pitch by Detweiler outside, and it's 1-0. Hiawatha post 66, again, just 10 wins last summer. Pretty quick exit in the zone tournaments, but they have played a ton more games. Here's a little slicer right back to the pitcher, underhands to first, in time for the out. So the two-out walk does no harm. Hiawatha sends four to the plate, but one just to first, and that is all she said and wrote. So we say stay a 2-1 score. Marysville with the lead, and we head to the bottom of the second inning right after this.
Hey, Hiawatha. Want lightning-fast fiber internet? Now is the perfect time to switch. Enjoy the most enhanced network available and save $10 off your monthly bill for the rest of the year. Get ready for improved connectivity that enhances your home value, supports remote work, education, and entertainment. If you haven't already scheduled your fiber install, now is the time. Currently booking September installation. Don't wait. Call us today at 800-892-0163.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
American Legion Baseball, presented by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They're locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. To the bottom of the second inning, Hiawatha right now a 2-1 deficit here against Marysville. And Becker's first pitch to Alex Shale is low for a ball. Jordan Miller to follow, Grant Hayfley after that. This is 8-9-1 in the Marysville order. Becker's next pitch a little bit outside, and it's 2-0. Both teams scoring in the first. Hiawatha sent four to the plate in the second. But a two-out walk does no harm. Ground ball, third base, fielded by Lancaster. Good throw on target to first. And a nice 5-3 put out for out number one here in the bottom of the second. Good bounce back there for Becker after just really having to grind through that first inning. Gave up a leadoff single, but he had Shale to ground out here to begin the second. Here's Jordan Miller, and he swings at the first pitch and grounds it foul. And it's no balls and one strike. So Marysville, two runs on two hits early going. Hiawatha, one run on one hit. Becker out of the windup, kicks and deals. Off speed, the calls strike on the outside corner. And it's quickly 0-2. Becker working quickly, like the first sign from Wishrup. Just missed that time. And it's one ball and two strikes. You've got Horton Charger on the mound, a Horton Charger behind the dish. Here's Becker's 1-2, and it's in the dirt. Evens up, two balls and two strikes. Becker kicks and fires. Lifted left side, foul territory. Wishrup running after it and right by the dugout and just gets over the fence and out of play, so it stays two balls and two strikes. Hiawatha 2-0 against Marysville. They swept him on June 9th. Those wins of 7-5 and 9-1. And if you're curious what they did against Corning, it was a split doubleheader. Here's a 2-2 by Becker. Took a little bit off, but it hung upstairs, and now the count is full at three balls and two strikes with the top of the order and Grant Haefeli due up next. The pitch lifted to shallow right field. It is going to be Josh Smith, the second baseman, who goes out there. And enough time to get under it to make the catch for out number two. So two up and two down here in the bottom of the second. And here's Grant Haefeli for a second time. The left fielder singled and scored in the two-run Marysville first. Wears number three on the jersey. Bats from the right side. A little bit of cloud cover now. That's pretty nice for us here. Becker's first pitch, ground ball, could end the inning. Shortstop and done. He's great over there defensively. Beautiful throw in time for the out. Great bounce back inning for Becker. He faced seven in the first. He faces the minimum here in the second. Two in the books, a 2-1 score here on KNCA.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let the Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow the Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at the Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball presented by Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And want to thank Highland Community College. They are close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.com. .edu. Kurt Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman here in Concordia. Warm and breezy afternoon. First round coverage of the AA state tournaments. And right now, two innings in, and Marysville leading Hiawatha by a score of 2-1. It'll be the top of the order for Hiawatha post 66 here in the third. Josh Smith, Cooper Jacobson, and Ashton Rocky taking on Wyatt Detweiler. Still on the hills, pitched well in the early going. First pitch, a swing and a miss for strike number one. So Smith walked to begin the first inning. Came around to score on the RBI by Rocky. Miller, the catcher, going out to have a quick discussion with Detweiler. Settle it down as Smith again entering the tournament, a batting average just south of 230. Detweiler's 0-1 pitch off speed and well outside, and it's 1-1. If you lose this one, you play at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. If you win, you play at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. 2-1 here on Smith. Detweiler sets and deals. A little bit inside, now 3-1. Well, a chance to maybe do what he did in his first at-bat. First AB worked a 3-1 count, got on with a walk. Now a 3-1 count in here. But he takes that one all the way through the bat, but it's a called strike. He thought it was ball four. That is a well-located pitch on the outside corner, and now the count runs full at 3-2. Bases empty, nobody out. Top of the third inning. Marysville leading Hiawatha 2-1. Detweiler fires and fouled straight back. So another opportunity at 3-2. It is still very early in the game, but Marysville 2 runs, 2 hits, 2 left. Hiawatha 1 run, 1 hit, and 2 left. Another 3-2. Low and outside, ball 4. So, 2 at-bats, 2 walks for Josh Schmidt. Represents the tying run here early in the game. He is at first base. Here's Cooper Jacobson. He popped out to third in his first at-bat. Detweiler, regardless whether a runner's on or not, he rocks it out of the stretch. Now this one is lined to right field and a base hit. First pitch swinging, Jacobson lines it to right between the first and second baseman. And just like that, Hiawatha Bruin with 2 on and nobody out. So here is Ashton Rocky, who produced the lone Hiawatha run to this point with a single in the first. And now he has Josh Smith at second and Jacobson at first base with nobody out. Detweiler sets and deals. And a swing and a miss. Good pitch there. And Rocky jumps a little bit backwards at no balls and 1 strike. 95 degrees at first pitch here this afternoon as Detweiler spins off the rubber and looks the runner Smith back to second base. Tips the cap, looks back at second, kicks, fires with the right, and this is lifted down the left field line, and it's inside the line for a fair ball. This is going to be extra bases, potentially 2 runs. The 1 run will score. Josh Smith from second, Jacobson first to third. It's an RBI double for Rocky, and the game is tied at 2 apiece. What a start in this state tournament for Ashton Rocky. An RBI single in the first, an RBI double in the third. And now it's a 2-2 game. And now, Hiawatha, great opportunity to take the lead back. Second and third base with nobody out. Here is Sam Dunn. First pitch high for ball number 1. Dunn grounded out to short in his first at bat. Now he takes another one upstairs, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Hiawatha has tied the game here in the third. Another one inside, and it's quickly 3-0 with Brant Barnhill due up next. Swinging all the way on 3-0, and he fouls it straight back, and it's 3-1. Dunn's had a good summer, 359 batting average. He was rock solid defensively at shortstop in the Zone 3 tournament. Has a very good stick, too, normally the cleanup man, and now he fouls another one out of play. And the count goes from 3-0 to 3-2. Jacobson at third, Rocky at second base. Nobody out here in the top of the third. Tie ball game at 2 apiece. Now this is lifted to the right side, but it's going to stay in the infield, and the second baseman, LeDuc, right back on the edge of the grass to make the catch, and a very important first out as both runners have to hold up at second and third. So again, a big first out. Jacobson hanging on at third. Rocky at second base. One down. Here's Barnhill. Grounded out to the pitcher to end the first inning. A double by Rocky. Tied the game here at two apiece. A base hit would give Hiawatha the lead back. They scored first, but Marysville came right back in the bottom of the first with two runs to make it 2-1. And Hiawatha's tied it back up at twos here in the third. That pitch just missed outside. Marysville fans didn't like that one. And it's 2-0. Real quick. Next one to Barnhill is high. 3 balls and no strikes. Hiawatha winning four of their 5 games at the zone tournament. There's a check swing by Caden Smith, and it clipped the bat for a foul ball. And now it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Josh Smith, a leadoff walk in the inning, and then a single by Jacobson, a double by Rocky, and then a pop out by Dunn. The lone out in the third inning so far. Jacobson at third, Rocky at second base, one down. A 2-2 count here on Barnhill in a 2-2 game. And it's a called strike 3 on the outside corner. Caught him looking. A second strikeout for Detweiler. And that brings up Caden Smith. Caden Smith began the second inning with a fly out to left. He's got runners at second and third with two down here in the third. A 2-2 game, needing a base hit now to take the lead. First pitch, a called strike, belt high. No balls and one strike on the DH today in Caden Smith. Next one outside, 1 ball, 1 strike. Detweiler sets and deals, and it's hit out to left field and a base hit. Caden Smith with two down is going to drive in two. And the ball kicks away from the left fielder and Hayfley, and that allows Caden Smith to chug his way all the way to second base. It'll go down as a single and an error, but 2 RBIs by Caden Smith and now a 4-2 lead. That is some clutch hitting with two outs, and now a meeting for Marysville on the hill. Hiawatha has gained the lead for a second time in these early innings. 3 runs here in the third. They lead it 4-2. Wishrup is set to check up to the batter's box. Hiawatha looking for win number 27. The year they went to state 2 years ago, back in 2022, they only won 15 games that summer. They were just above 500, but this is their best season record-wise in some time. 26-10, and Marysville is going to make a pitching change here. So we're going to step aside. We'll let you know who's pitching right after this here on KNZA.
Farming, it's the life. Indeed it is. The life of long planting and harvest hours. The life of our faith and family. The life of small towns and honest people. It's also the life of buying crop inputs, fertilizer, chemicals, and seed. To help manage risk in those inputs, buy DeKalb and Asgrow Seed. Call Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
Working together, securing tomorrow. That's Maximum Insurance, an independent insurance agency with offices in Hiawatha, Horton, and Atchison. Online at MaximumInsuranceLLC.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Our first pitching change here in the game this afternoon, and Marysville making that change here in the top of the third inning, right after a Caden Smith 2 RBI single. And that has broken a 2-2 tie as Hiawatha leads it now 4-2 here on KNZA. Wes Anderson is the new pitcher for Marysville. So Detweiler responsible for the runner at second base and Caden Smith. So Anderson will try to keep
Cole Oldham.
Hiawatha off the board, just needing one out to get out of the inning. Opportunity for Cooper Wishrup, the catcher. Strikeout victim in his first at bat. Anderson's first pitch is low and outside for a ball. He is a right-handed thrower. Out of the stretch with Smith at second. Fires. Missed tie, and it's 2-0. There's one run on one hit through the first two innings. But three hits and two runs here in the third force Marysville to make an early pitching change. That next pitch is low, and Wishrup way out in front, 3-0. Caden Smith driving into it, the single, breaking the 2-2 tie. And that one runs inside, ball four, and a four-pitch walk to Wishrup. Here's the third baseman, Lucas Lancaster. Lancaster walked in his first at bat. Now he's got runners at first and second. Hiawatha is going to bust out a courtesy runner here for Wishrup at first. Camden Thonin. So Thonin now the runner at first base. Anderson sets and deals to Lancaster, and it's a called strike to make it 0-1. For the first strike call for Anderson in relief after a four-pitch walk to Wishrup. Here's an 0-1. That one also a called strike, and quickly Lancaster down in the count at 0-2. Three runs in the inning. Hiawatha still two on and two outs, but an 0-2 count here on Lancaster. Anderson fires. Check swing, but he held on, and it's 1-2. Anderson looks back at Caden Smith, lifts with the left, fires with the right, and there's a foul ball. Just caught a piece there. Then Lancaster to stay afloat at one ball, two strikes. Thonin, the courtesy runner at first base for Wishrup after a walk. Caden Smith at second base. After a two RBI single, and now another foul ball here, and it stays 1-2. A second lead for Hiawatha early in this game. They jumped out scoring the first run of the game in the first, and a 2-2 tie coming into this frame, and now have scored, down 2-1 coming into this frame. They have scored three and lead it 4-2. Next pitch low and in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes now on Lancaster. Here's Anderson's pitch, and it's low, and it gets to the backstop, and both runners move. That will be a passed ball. Good location on that pitch, but one that the catcher in Miller should have snagged. But now second and third with two down, and the count full here on Lancaster. The pitch, high chopper, fielded at third by Olson. Takes his time, makes a good throw to retire the side, but damage done. Two RBIs in the inning for Caden Smith. Hiawatha plates three. And after 2.5, Hiawatha leading Marysville 4-2.
Summer and ice cream, they go hand in hand. And with extended summer hours, the Hiawatha Creamery thinks you need some premium award-winning ice cream in your hand with so many great flavors and with so many toppings available. Or you can do shakes, malts, floats, sandwiches, banana splits, or just pick up a pint and take it home. The Hiawatha Creamery is open from noon till 10 p.m. every day with live music every Saturday night starting at 8. But summer is short, so indulge today. The Hiawatha Creamery, and treat yourself.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? I also want to thank Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca online at sailorinsurance.com. Brandon Tabman here in Concordia, Kirk Hillman in studio. First of two here today, first round matchups, Corning and Concordia. will follow this one, but Hiawatha leading Marysville 4-2 as Gannon Becker is back to work, and first pitch swinging, Landon Schmitz pops it up to shallow left field, and coming on to make the catch is Oldham, and just like that, one pitch, one out here in the bottom of the third. So just like that, one up, one down, here's Wes Anderson. Who came in to pitch to finish off that top of the third inning for Detweiler. And Becker now with a two-run lead. There's a foul ball by Anderson to the right side, who singled and scored in his first at-bat. Came in on the sacrifice fly by Ty Mosier. That point gave Marysville a 2-1 lead, but now they trail Hiawatha 4-2. There's a swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch there by Becker, and now no balls, two strikes. Becker sets, kicks, and deals. Another off-speed pitch lifted to the right side and could be trouble for the right fielder, but coming on to make the catch is Barnhill. Nicely done for the out, just inside the line. Would have been fair, but two up and two down here in the home third. So a fly out to left and a fly out to right. That brings up Carter Olson. He walked in his first at-bat. Now batting here in the third inning with bases empty and two down. Now he hits it right back through the hole, and it hits the second base bag and ricochets left. And Olson thought about going to second base, but he hangs on with a two-out single, and that brings up Gavin LeDuc. So he grounded it right over the pitcher's mound and right past Gannon Becker, who nearly got a glove on it, and it just kicked right off the second base bag and kicked out into shallow center field. But now a two-out base runner. Now first pitch swinging, ground ball to Becker, throws to first. Just like that, LeDuc grounds out, and that retires the side. So a two-out single does no harm. Three innings, beg your pardon, in the books. Right now, Hiawatha leading Marysville 4-2.
For almost 20 years, Mow With An Attitude has been Bad Boy's promise. A promise to lead in zero-turn mower innovation, lead in build quality, lead in comfort and value in every category of mower we build right here in the good old USA. Mowing season's here. Get out your local full-line certified service and parts Bad Boy dealer. Skyview Equipment in St. Joe and Hiawatha or skyviewequipment.com. Skyview Equipment, where we are always cultivating, innovating, elevating.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Coverage of the AA State Legion Baseball Tournament here on KNZA. Brought to you by Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke, 785-851-0785. And Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Also want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Brandon Tamman here in Concordia. It was 95 at first pitch. Very, very warm and breezy. Captain Kirk Kilman in the luxury AC hole in our Hiawatha studios, hunkered down and enjoying a good one right now for Hiawatha. Three innings in, they lead Marysville 4-2. Wes Anderson back to work on the hill. Second pitcher of the game for Marysville. He will get 9-1-2. And the Hiawatha post 66 order here in the top of the fourth. Once again, Hiawatha is a higher seed, but they are the road team in this one here today. Anderson's first pitch to Michael Oldham is a called strike, and the fourth inning is underway. Hiawatha leading it 4-2. First round coverage here today. There's a swing and a miss by Oldham. Quickly falls behind at 0-2. Grounded out to the pitcher to end the second inning, so he is 0-1. That's on the right side, a wiggle with the bat above the right shoulder, and swings and misses at the offering there. Fastball knee high, couldn't catch up to it. And the first strikeout for Wes Anderson, and that's the first out in the fourth. To the top of the order, Josh Smith, third at bat here in the fourth inning. He has been up twice, he has walked twice, and he has scored twice. A very productive afternoon so far for number one in the Hiawatha order, Josh Smith. First pitch by Anderson, low and inside, and it's 1-0. He'll set at the belt and deliver, and a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. So the only defensive change, once Detweiler came out for Anderson on the bump, Detweiler took Anderson's spot at shortstop. There's a swing and a miss, pulled the string there with a changeup. And Smith down in the count, 1-2. Frankfurt had a great first year, long time that their baseball program had been away, but they had a very good year, and guys like Wes Anderson, Carter Olson, a big part of that success. Right now a 2-2 count here on Josh Smith, bases empty, one down, and a fastball missing high, and it's full at 3-2. Oldham struck out to begin the inning. And Anderson's 3-2 here is a check swing. Did he go? He did. An appeal down to first. And the check swing not held up enough. So back-to-back strikeouts here in the fourth.
Two outs. Now batting four, Hiawatha.
So it's up to Cooper Jacobson. He is 1-for-2, a single and a run scored. The bases are empty here. Two down. Bats from the left side. Tad open on the stance. Slight bend to the knees. Takes a pitch a little bit outside for ball one. This is the second of the four first-round matchups today. Corning and Concordia after this one, which we'll carry for you right here on KNZA. And then the nightcap will be Iola, the defending champs, taking on Norton. Smith County, a 3-2 winner against Independence in the first game today. Ground ball to the right side, should end the inning. Good snag by LeDuc. Lobs it to first in time for the outs, and that retires the side. So two strikeouts and a ground out. Anderson, easy work in the top of the fourth. Halfway through it and halfway home. 3.5 in. We're back after this on KNZA.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. And also want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. 3.5 in and 3.5 to go here. Round one, AA State Tournament in Concordia. And the first pitch by Becker to Ty Mosier is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Mosier, Detweiler, and Shale do up this inning. Next pitch outside, 1-1. Mosier productive in his first at-bat in the first, sacrifice fly, which brought in Anderson at the time, gave Marysville a 2-1 lead, and now chops it foul to the left side. And it's 1-2. A 2-1 lead for Marysville at that point, but Hiawatha came back with three runs in the top of the third, and they hold a 4-2 lead currently. Another chopper to the left side, and just foul. So it stays 1-2. Well, we finally got a little bit of cloud cover. Thankfully. That will appear to probably go away pretty quickly. Well, we were here last year with Corning and Seneca, and it was about the same. It was very hot and windy. Mosier takes one upstairs. Now two balls and two strikes, evened up here. Here in the start of the bottom of the fourth. Another foul ball back, and it stays 2-2. Two runs for Marysville in the first inning. An RBI on a walk to Gavin LeDuc, and then the sack fly by Mosier. Mosier up there for a second time. Here's a 2-2 by Becker. Lifted to right field. Not moving much as Barnhill played it beautifully and makes the catch for the out. And one up and one down.
Now batting for Marysville, shortstop number 9, Wyatt Detweiler.
Here is Wyatt Detweiler. And Detweiler lined out to left in his first at bat. Becker has really settled down since the first inning. And a fastball missing high to Detweiler, and it's 1-0. And Becker deals. Ground ball, just foul. Down the line. A sliding attempt there by Lancaster to keep in front, but it's just a strike. And it's 1-1 one strike. The winner of this game gets Smith County tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. And the loser will play Independence in what will be an elimination game. 1-1, one strike, one out, nobody on. Here's the pitch, and it's lifted again to right field, shallow right field, but it's going to be Josh Smith, the second baseman, who runs out there and just gets under it in time, turns around, makes the catch, and just like that, a fly out to right and a pop out to second, two up and two down. So here is Shale, the first baseman. Grounded out to third in his first at bat. Now takes one low for ball one. So again, Becker gave up two runs on two hits in the first. He has given up just one hit since. He has retired three in a row. And six of his last seven. Right now he is behind Shale. It's 2 balls and no strikes. He'll kick with the left, fire with the right. Another one lifted out towards the line, right field, going towards foul territory, and Barnhill can't get there. And it's a long strike, and it's 2-1. Marysville had RBIs from LeDuc and also Mosier in the first. The one hit since then was a two-out single by Carter Olson in the third, but LeDuc followed that with the ground down to the pitcher to end that inning. Becker wants a new baseball, gets it from the umpire, Wishrup gets it back to him, and here we go. 2 balls and one strike, 2 outs, bases empty. 4-2, Hiawatha leading in the bottom of the fourth. There's another one missing upstairs, and it's 3-1. And the 3-1 is a swing and a miss, so definitely look like a green light type of swing, and couldn't catch up with the fastball, and it's now full 3-2, trying to face the minimum here in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch, Becker slipped, and it's a ground ball foul. He was perfectly fine, but came through the follow-through and just kind of slipped with the left foot and kind of went down to the knees, but another one's going to be at 3 balls and at 2 strikes. Mosier flew out to right to begin this inning. Detweiler followed with a pop-out to second. Now a 3-2 count here to Shale, and now he lifts it out to the gap in left center field, and that drops in for a hit. Rocky, a good beat on it, gets to it quickly and gets it in. And it's going to be another two-out single for Marysville, this time by Shale, and that brings up Jordan Miller. Olson had a two-out single in the last inning for Marysville. LeDuc followed with the ground out to the pitcher, so now let's see what Jordan Miller does here, number 9 in the order. Hiawatha leading 4-2. Just over the halfway point in this first-round matchup. First pitch missing outside, 1-1, no strikes. Miller popped out to second in his first at-bat in the second. Becker's next pitch, ground ball, high hop, fielded beautifully by Dunn. Underhand to second, gets the lead man, and that retires the side. So just like the third, a two-out single does no harm. 4 innings in, 3 to go. It's been a good one so far. Hiawatha leading Marysville 4-2.
The bottom of the fourth,
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let The Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow The Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at The Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
Farmers, what are you looking for in soybean seed for next year? Let me help you answer the question. Are you looking for top yield potential, crop safety without sacrificing superior weed control? This sounds like Asgrow soybean varieties to me. Trusted and consistent performance with elite genetics. For everything you're looking for in soybean seed, look to Asgrow. Call Howard Seed today. Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball here in Concordia. It's brought to you by Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And Highland Community College, close to home but far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. We are here in Concordia. Breezy, warm afternoon is first round coverage of the AA state tournament. And right now, Hiawatha post 66, the 2 seed in the field, leading 7 seed Marysville 4-2. As we come up here in the top of the fifth, Hiawatha will have Rocky, Dunn, and Barnhill. That's 3, 4, and 5 in the Braves order. They took the lead in the third after trailing 2-1, 3 runs on 3 hits in that frame, and we have stayed 4-2 since then, and we're now in the top of the fifth. First pitch by Anderson to Rocky is a little bit low for ball one. All right, now the 4-plus inning MVP of this game would be Rocky. 2 for 2, a single, a double, 2 RBIs, and a run scored. He takes another one low, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. RBI single in the first, RBI double, and a run scored in the third. Anderson's pitch lifted out to left field, but foul territory, going towards the line, going towards the fence, and it drops foul. That would have been a tough play. Close was Olsen. I could not quite get there in time to make an attempt on it, and it's 2-1. Well, just going back to the zone tournament last week, the first game against Seneca, Rocky was 3 for 3 with 2 doubles. Friday against Corning in what was an 8-6 loss, he had a 3-run triple. Now takes one outside here, 3 balls and 1 strike. And then Sunday in that first game against Doniphan County, he had 2 more hits, including a home run. So he has been red hot. 2 more hits today, and now has the advantage at 3 balls and 1 strike, and takes one low, ball 4. Great game continues for Ashton Rocky. Third at bat, reaching again, and puts a walk on the resume along with his RBI single and RBI double. So Rocky at first, nobody out. Here's Sam Dunn. Dunn is 0-for-2. Ground out to short and a pop out to second. 4-2 Hiawatha lead, batting in the top of the fifth. They are the road team in this game, despite being the higher seed. And Dunn lifts it out to shallow center field on the first pitch he saw. It was a good pitch and a catch made by Schmitz in shallow center field for out number one. So Dunn drops to 0-for-3. Rocky still at first, now one out. Here's Brant Barnhill. He is 0-for-2. A ground out and a strikeout. There's a throw to first, and Anderson keeping Rocky honest. Rocky is certainly a threat to steal. 21 stolen bases this summer. He's about 3 steps off the bag. He takes off. The pitch is a called strike. Good throw, and just a bit late. And Rocky beats it out. His first stolen base of the tournament, 22nd of the summer. And now he is at second base with one out. And the count 0-1 on Barnhill. Here's the pitch. Ooh, runs up and in, and that catched him in the caught him in the shoulder, and that's going to be a hit batter. You just barely heard a little clip on the shoulder. And Barnhill okay. It's his first time on today. So now Rocky at second. Barnhill just hit by a pitch. He is at first. Two on and one out. And here is Caden Smith, who has been productive as well. A two RBI single in his last at bat. He has also got a fly out to left. Now slow roller, left side, fielded by the third baseman. Late throw to first is low, but in time. Hesitation by Olsen at third, but he made the smart play. He wasn't going to get the double play by any means, but so you get the lead man as Rocky goes to third. And Barnhill to second base, and Smith with the ground out. So a big opportunity for Cooper Wishrup. Runners at second and third, but two down. Hiawatha leading 4-2, but trying to add in the fifth. And right back up the middle, slow roller, and over the second base bag, and everyone's going to be safe. The run in from third as Rocky scores. Barnhill stops at third. It's an RBI for Wishrup, and it's now 5-2 Hiawatha. That one had some spin on it. It didn't quite make it all the way to the outfield, but by the time Detweiler fielded behind second base, there was just no chance to get Wishrup at first. An RBI for Wishrup, it's now 5-2 Hiawatha, and runners out the corners with still two down. Here's Lancaster, first pitch to him, inside for a ball, and Wishrup, who is now being courtesy ran by Thonin, takes second base without a throw. So Thonin now at second base. Barnhill at third. Next pitch missing as well. So Lancaster jumps in front at 2-0. Anderson trying to keep it minimal as far as the damage is concerned in this inning. But another pitch finds the non-strike zone, and it's 3-0. Expect Lancaster to take 3-0 here. He does, and it's inside ball four. Big opportunity for Hiawatha to blow this game open. They got the bases loaded with two outs. They lead it 5-2 here in the fifth. And it's up to number nine in the order and number nine on the jersey in Micah Oldham. Ground out to the pitcher in his first at bat. He also has a strikeout. He's 0-2. And he takes a strike here and the count's 0-1. Barnhill at third. Thonin, a courtesy runner at second base. And Lancaster at first. Next pitch, just a touch outside, and it's one ball, one strike. An RBI single by Wishrup here in the inning has extended Hiawatha's lead to 5-2, but now they're loaded with two outs. And next pitch runs up and inside, and it's 2-1. This is danger time for Marysville. They got to get out of it right now. Next pitch, just below the knees, and it just missed. Now three balls and one strike. A walk scores a run. I would take all the way if I'm Oldham, but we'll see. But he does swing and grounds it to the left side, but foul. Probably would have been strike two, but nonetheless, the count is full. Three balls and two strikes. Bases loaded. Two down here in the top of the fifth. Hiawatha leading 5-2, but a base hit would guarantee one, maybe two. Trying to build on this lead and ultimately work towards a first-round victory here in Concordia. Runners take off. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled straight back. So in these scenarios, bases loaded, two strikes, or at least the full count, two outs, those runners are taking off. So if you can find a gap, you could clear it. Another big 3-2. Runners take off. Here it is. It's popped up and foul. Good battle here with Oldham and Wes Anderson. The Frankfort Wildcat pitching to the Hiawatha Redhawk. And now, a meeting on the bump here for Marysville. This is the third game between Hiawatha and Marysville this summer. Hiawatha is 2-0 against Marysville. And now, looks like Anderson will keep the ball here. But they're going to have a meeting, a big 3-2 pitch coming up after this meeting. Oldham has fouled off the last two he has seen. Barnhill's the runner at third. Thone in the courtesy runner is at second base for Wishrup, who had an RBI single, credited with the lone run this inning, which has given Hiawatha again a 5-2 lead here in the fifth. And then a walk to Lancaster has him at first. Corning and Concordia to follow this one, which we'll have for you right here on KNZA. As long as Hiawatha and Corning are playing, we will have the coverage for you here in Concordia. Excited to bring it to you. It's been a fun summer, inching towards the start of a new high school sports season. Football is on the horizon, but this weekend it is American Legion Baseball. So here we go, after the big meeting on the hill. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, bases loaded, 5-2 Hiawatha. Top of the fifth. Anderson sets and will throw to third. And back safely is Brant Barnhill. Once again, the runners will take off as soon as that ball is released by Anderson. Anderson kicks and deals. It is low, ball four, and a run is in to make it 6-2. A very good at bat for Micah Oldham. So now back to the top of the order with Josh Smith. Thonin, courtesy runner at third, Lancaster at second, Oldham at first, ground ball, third base side, fielded in fair territory, easy play on third for the out. And that retires the side. But two more runs in the inning, an RBI by Cooper Wishrup and a bases-loaded walk to Micah Oldham. We are through the top of the fifth, heading to the bottom half coming up, and Hiawatha in control, a 6-2 lead.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner at a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Two more runs in the top of the fifth for Hiawatha, post 66 in control. Their first round matchup here at the AA State Tournament, leading Marysville by a score of 6-2. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman, thanks for hanging with us here on KNZA. Just getting going, and we appreciate it very much. All listening, those who can't make it out, a little bit of a jaunt. Highway West 36 to get here to Concordia. And Becker back to work. He has pitched well here today for Hiawatha, pitching into the bottom of the fifth. And the first pitch to number one in the order, Grant Hafley, is upstairs for a ball. Next pitch just a bit outside, and it's 2-0. Hafley, a single and a run scored in the first, and then he is also grounded out to short, so he is 1-for-2. High chopper right over Becker and out into center field for a base hit. Well, much needed for Marysville as Hafley is on for a second time today, and that brings up Landon Schmidt. Schmidt's 0-for-2. He popped out to short in the first, has also got a fly out to left. Track and field state champion from Axtell, Landon Schmidt. Number 2 in the Marysville order here. Becker out of the stretch, hadn't been there much, and Schmidt's went on a bunt, whiffed it all, and it's 0-1. Hafley, the runner at first base with nobody out. Bottom of the fifth inning, Hiawatha leading this game 6-2. First round here at the AA State Tournament in Concordia. Smith County already a win over Independence in the first game of the day. That was the 3-6 matchup. That was a 3-2 final for Smith County over Independence, so they await the winner of this one tomorrow afternoon. There's a called strike on Schmitz, and now quickly behind it, 0-2. Wes Anderson will follow. Coming down the home stretch here. Game one, day one. Next pitch upstairs, one ball and two strikes. Becker sets, chest tie, deals. It is lifted out towards the gap in left center. Rocky, so much speed, and he gets there in time, makes the catch. Nicely done, gets it in quickly, keeps Hafele at first base. There's the first out in the inning.
There you go. The pitcher is number 16, Wes Anderson. On deck, Olsen, the hole.
Rocky had some ground to make up there. Not all center fielders probably make that play, but Rocky, very athletic out there, gets it there in time. Now there's a pitch, a called strike, throw to second, and not in time. So Hafele steals second and is there with one out. Great throw by Wishrup. It was on target, but Hafele had just the step advantage. Becker has at least a better look now at the runner at second base with one out. Here's the pitch. And it's lined out towards the gap in left center field, and that drops in and will get all the way to the 360 sign. That is going to be an RBI double for Wes Anderson and a much-needed Marysville run. They still trail, but it's now 6-3.
Now batting for Marysville, the third baseman number 33, Carter Olson.
That'll bring up Carter Olson. With Anderson at second base, still only one out. What is now a 6-3 Hiawatha lead. Now this is hit well out towards right, but Barnhill lets it drop in front for a hit. Gets it in quickly, and now runners at the corners. So Anderson had to hold up. If he took off and didn't think about it, he would have scored with ease. But had to make sure Barnhill wasn't going to make the catch, and Marysville putting something together here with one out in the bottom of the fifth. Will this be it for Gannon Becker? He has pitched well, but this could be the end of the road. Let's find out. It doesn't appear to be the case. Well, looks like they're going to ride with Becker still. But right now, three hits in the inning for Marysville has produced a run. They have him at the corners. Only one out. Hiawatha's lead is now 6-3. It was 6-2 coming into the frame. But an RBI double by Wes Anderson, and then Carter Olson followed that up with a single. So Anderson at third, Olson at first, one out. Becker still with the ball on the bump, and he'll get Gavin LeDuc, who is 0-for-1 with a walk and an RBI. Becker sets, bunt shown, no play, throw to third, not in time, but Olson takes second base with a steal. So Anderson at third, and now Olson at second. A base hit could make this a one-run game. Becker trying to grind through another pickle. He really jammed himself in the first and gave up two runs. But it had been good since then, but now he has really put himself in another jam here in the fifth. There's a called strike to Gavin LeDuc, and it's 0-1. And now he lifts it out towards center field. Rocky chasing it into the gap, runs it down, makes the catch deep enough to get the run in from third. So Hiawatha gets the second out, but it produces a run, and it's now 6-4. So productive for LeDuc, a sacrifice fly, but now two outs. Olson stayed true at second base. He is there, but again, two outs. Two runs are in, 6-4, Hiawatha leading by two. Marysville chipping away here in the fifth inning. Now Ty Mosier will try to keep the inning afloat. Hit a sacrifice fly to right in his first at bat, and then began the fourth inning with a fly out to right. Becker steps off the rubber, looks the runner back, and Olson at second base. But Becker still holding on to the lead with his team. Now he flips one back to second base, and that time Olson back in safely. One ball, no strikes, the counts on Mosier. But a productive inning for Marysville, chipping away. They're still down two. Runner takes off for third. High chopper. Lancaster fields in fair territory. Low throw, and it's dug out. And a collision at first, but the play is made by Jacobson. beautiful field and a better dig at first to retire the side. But Marysville, they plate two RBIs by Wes Anderson and Gavin LeDuc. We head to the sixth inning. Hiawatha 6 and Marysville 4.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we've put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball here at the AA State Tournament, brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Highland Community College as well. I want to thank them. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. And Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. First of our doubleheader, we're into the sixth inning of play. Hiawatha leading Marysville 6-4. 2-3-4 in the Hiawatha post 6-6 order here in the sixth. Jacobson, Rocky, and Dunn against Wes Anderson and Marysville. Holding on to a 6-4 lead. Marysville got two in the last half to cut it to two. And Hiawatha 2 innings away from a first-round victory. First pitch missing inside to Jacobson. It's 1-0. Sixth inning underway. Anderson's next pitch is outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Fourth at bat for Jacobson. Popped out to third in the first. A single and a run scored in the third, and a ground out to second in the fourth. And now takes a called strike, and it's 2-1. Hiawatha would love some insurance here late in the frame. Be interesting to see if Becker comes out for the sixth inning. He has pitched the distance to this point, and he is at 76 pitches. But now a 3-1 pitch coming up. High ground ball, chopped to the right side, fielded by LeDuc. High hop, easy for him to make the play to first for the out. So on a 3-1 pitch, Cooper Jacobson grounds out to second for the first out.
One out. Now batting for Hiawatha.
Well, here's Rocky, the Hiawatha MVP here in Game 1. A single and an RBI in the first. A double, an RBI, and a run scored in the second. A walk, a stolen base, and a run scored in the fifth. That's with one out, nobody on. Takes a high fastball that misses the zone, and it's 1-0. He is red hot at the plates, going back to the beginning of the Zone 3 tournament last weekend, and really all year long. And he's hitting over 430 this summer. Sensational right-hander. 2 balls, no strikes now on Rocky. Here in the sixth inning, Hiawatha leading Marysville 6-4. And it takes another one low, and it's quickly 3-0. Sam Dunn on deck. Anderson just the second pitcher utilized for Marysville, and that is a four-pitch walk. Fastball missing high. For a fourth time and four at-bats, Rocky is aboard.
Now batting for Hiawatha, the shortstop, number 10, Sam Dunn, on deck.
And now a meeting on the hill for Marysville. Well, this be it for Anderson. It will be. Third pitcher coming on for Marysville. Hiawatha, 6-4 lead in the sixth. We'll step aside and let you know about the pitching change when we come back here on KNZA.
You want to bank on your time at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Kansaland Radio.
Third pitcher for Marysville here this afternoon. It's going to be Landon Schmitz, who comes on from center field, takes the spot of Wes Anderson. So Detweiler is now going to move out and play in center field, and Anderson goes back to shortstop as Schmitz, again, the third pitcher, taking over for Wes Anderson. Five walks, two strikeouts, a hit batter. We'll try to get Anderson's full line here in just a bit. But right now, Hiawatha leading Marysville. The score is 6-4. Hiawatha batting, Rocky at first, one down here in the top of the sixth. And Sam Dunn getting set to check in, the cleanup man for Hiawatha post 6-6. Dunn is 0 for 3, first time he'll see Landon Schmitz here in today's game. First round, AA state tournament coverage, Corning and Concordia coming up next. So here we go, after the warm-up tosses by Schmitz, he gets set to face his first batter here, and that is Sam Dunn. And the first pitch by Schmitz, called strike, and it's 0-1 here on Sam Dunn. Schmitz out of the stretch. The righty fires a little ground ball. This could be a tough play. Second, LeDuc. And will he have it in time? No. Oh, they do call him out. So he beats the throw and gets done at first. Boy, that was a bang, bang play, but a big second out in the inning. Rocky up to second base, but now two down. Now Rocky at second, two down. Here's Brent Barnhill. He is 0-2. He is grounded out. He is struck out. He has also been hit by a pitch, and he has scored a run. First pitch, right down Broadway, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Rocky at second base, got on base via the walk. Dunn's ground out moved him to second base, so a base hit would be a much-needed insurance run. Let's see if Barnhill can come through. Right now, Hiawatha leading, though, 6-4. Two outs, one on in the sixth. Third pitcher utilized by Marysville. Schmitz sets and deals, and it's lifted to the right side. Foul territory. First baseman and Shale, easy play for him, makes the catch to retire the side. So a one-out walk does no harm. We have played into now the bottom of the sixth inning. Hiawatha leading this game 6-4.
Spring and summer mean grilling season, and if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Marysville coming up here in the bottom of the sixth inning. American Legion Baseball, AA state tournament coverage in Concordia. Brandon And Kurt, double-teaming this weekend. Appreciate it very much. First of many games over the next few days. We'll see how it goes. Obviously, you put yourself in a great position if you win your first-round game here today. And right now, Hiawatha trying to do just that. They lead Marysville 6-4. As Marysville, they come up here against Gannon Becker, who's back to work, 76 pitches deep. It'll be the bottom third of the order, starting here with Wyatt Detweiler. 6-4, Hiawatha by two late. Bottom of the sixth. The first pitch is upstairs for ball one. Detweiler 0-2, a line out and a pop out. And that one just missed outside, and it's 2-0. Shale and Miller to follow here in the sixth inning. There's a 2-0 that's called strike, and it's two balls and one strike. Marysville 2 in the first, and then were held down through the middle innings, but they got two runs on three hits in the fifth. Cut it to 6-4. That's where we stand right now in the bottom of the sixth. Detweiler fouls one back into the screen, and now it's two balls and two strikes. Becker deals. Ground ball right past Becker. Dunn fielding behind second. Sharp throw in time for the out. Another dandy of a defensive play by Dunn at short, and a big first down here in the bottom of the sixth.
One out. Now batting four, Marysville. The first base number 24, Alex.
Here's Alex Shale, the first baseman. He is 1-for-2 with a single. Base is empty, one down here in the bottom of the sixth. Now he lifts this one out towards left field, going back, and not getting there is the left fielder in Oldham. That gets all the way up to the sign, right, a 325, and a throw in late, not in time, and it's a one-out double for Shale. Now here's Jordan Miller, the catcher, who is 0-2. Marysville trying to put a little nerves into Hiawatha here late. Bottom of the sixth, one out, runner at second. Hiawatha hanging on to a 6-4 lead. Becker has pitched the entire way to this point. Started the frame at 76 pitches. His first pitch here to Miller is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Ground out to Detweiler to begin the frame, and then Shale at second base after a one-out double. Not much of a lead. Becker fires off speed, just missed outside, and it's 1-1. The winner gets Smith County tomorrow afternoon. Winner's bracket game. The loser gets Independence in an elimination game. There's a called strike, and now one ball, two strikes. But Becker looking back at second, now fires a two-strike pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, and down goes Miller. Monstrous strikeout for out number two, and now it's up to top of the order now with Grant Haefeli.
Now batting the left fielder number three, Grant Haefeli. On deck, fifth hole, Anderson.
Boy, Becker has gotten big outs when he has needed it, and he needs another big one here. Two outs, runner at second. Hiawatha holding on to the 6-4 lead in the sixth. First pitch outside for ball one. Becker looks back at second, now fires, a little bit below the knees there. Now two balls, no strikes here on Haefeli, who's had a good day. Two hits and two runs scored. He has also stolen a base. Now he lifts it out towards shallow center field. Rocky with the shades on, has a beat, makes the catch to retire the side. Becker, six strong innings here in Concordia today. And we head to the seventh inning of play, and Hiawatha holding on to a 6-4 lead.
Working together, securing tomorrow. That's Maximum Insurance, an independent insurance agency with offices in Hiawatha, Horton, and Atchison. Online at MaximumInsuranceLLC.com. Summer and ice cream, they go hand in hand. And with extended summer hours, the Hiawatha Creamery thinks you need some premium award-winning ice cream in your hand. With so many great flavors and with so many toppings available. Or you can do shakes, malts, floats, sandwiches, banana splits, or just pick up a pint and take it home. The Hiawatha Creamery is open from noon till 10 p.m. every day with live music every Saturday night starting at 8. But summer is short, so indulge today. The Hiawatha Creamery, and treat yourself.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, here we go. To the seventh inning here on KNZA, Brandon Tam and Kurt Kilman, Hiawatha. Trying to add a little key insurance late. holding a 6-4 lead on Marysville here in the opening round of the AA State Tournament, looking for win number 27 on the year. Thank you so much for hanging with us here today. Corning and Concordia, the next game of our doubleheader right after this one. Excited to bring that one to you. Last year it was Seneca and Corning, our two teams representing here in Concordia. Corning was a game away from that tournament championship last year, but came up just short. Seneca was eliminated by Corning early in the tournament, but now it's Hiawatha and Corning representing. All right, so here we go. Schmidt's back to work. Third pitcher today for Marysville. And the first pitch runs inside, and it hits Caden Smith. So one pitch and one base runner here in the top of the seventh. Second time reaching in four at-bats for Smith tonight. And Wishrup now steps in. He had a big RBI single in the fifth. He has also walked and struck out. And we'll get a courtesy runner. Ren Hageman is going to take the spot of Caden Smith. So this might be a substitution. Don't think this... Not sure if it's courtesy runner or a straight sub. We'll see, but may not really matter depending on how the next inning goes here. Of course, we're in the final inning. Right now, Hiawatha leading 6-4, trying to win their opening round game here in the state tournament. When they got to state 2 years ago, they lost their first game and then beat Concordia in what was their lone win. That was a different style, though. That was a pool play style tournament, so this is just a straight-up 8-team bracket, so it's a little bit different from the last time that Hiawatha was at state. That was at Topeka. There's a throw to first base, and they get the runner in Hageman. He's picked off. So just like that, one out and nobody on. All right, so Hageman picked off at first. Now one out, nobody on in the count. All right, now Wishrup taking a first pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. So once again, Wishrup has had a good day. He's reached twice, a walk and a single. He has produced a run. And the pitch by Schmitz runs inside, hits him in the arm. So a second hit batter in the inning. Good thing they got Hageman picked off at first. There'd be two on and nobody out if they didn't, but now one on and one out. Here's Lucas Lancaster. Are they going to take a courtesy runner? They will not. 6-4, Hiawatha trying to add insurance here in the seventh inning. Marysville will have an opportunity in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch to Lancaster is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Wishrup has to dive back as Schmitz throws over there, and he is back in safely. Lancaster walked in the second, grounded out in the third, and walked in the fifth. Now this one's hit to shallow right field over the second baseman, Leduc, and it drops in for a hit. So Lancaster with the single, pushing Wishrup to second base, and now Hiawatha first and second with one out. So here's Micah Oldham, the left fielder. A ground out, a strikeout, and a walk with the bases loaded. So that produced an RBI. That first pitch ran up and in, nearly got him. He backs out of the way. It's 1-0. Trying to add some insurance late. First and second, one out. 6-4, Hiawatha in the top of the seventh. Schmitz, next pitch there, called strike, knee high on the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Hiawatha, one run in the first, three in the third, and then two in the fifth. Ground ball, slow roller, fielded at third, and that's the only play. They get Wishrup out at third, so again, they get the lead run. Lancaster to second, and Oldham takes over, reaching via the fielder's choice. So first and second, now two down. Now it's up to the top of the order and Josh Smith. And there's a swing and a miss at the first pitch, and it's 0-1. Fifth at bat of the game for Josh Smith. A walk and a run, a walk and a run, a strikeout and a ground out. Lifts this one foul, way out of play down the left field line, and he's quickly behind at 0-2. Lancaster, the runner at second base. Oldham, the runner at first. Two outs in the top of the seventh inning. Hiawatha leading Marysville 6-4, trying to advance in this Double-A state tournament. Next pitch high, and it's 1-2. Marysville again will have an opportunity. Regardless, they'll need two, but a base hit could make it a little more tough for them. Next pitch low, kicks away, and both runners advance as the ball gets to the backstop. So now, just like that, second and third, and the count 2-2 on Smith. A base hit would be monstrous if you can get both these runners in. A two-run lead for Hiawatha, 2-2 with two outs, and it runs inside, and the count is now full at 3-2. This is a big stretch in this game. Schmidt sets and fires a 3-2. It is lifted down the left field line. It looks to be playable for the left fielder right on the foul line. Hayfully makes the catch to retire the side. So Hiawatha putting a couple on, but nothing doing. And now Marysville, one final at bat. They need two runs. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Hiawatha leading it 6-4.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For almost 20 years, Mow With An Attitude has been Bad Boy's promise. A promise to lead in zero-turn mower innovation, lead in build quality, lead in comfort and value in every category of mower we build right here in the good old USA. Mowing season's here. Get out your local full-line certified service and parts Bad Boy dealer. Skyview Equipment in St. Joe and Hiawatha or skyviewequipment.com. Skyview Equipment, where we are always cultivating, innovating, elevating.
Kansaland Radio.
Hiawatha post 66, three outs away from a first-round win here in Concordia. Double-A state tournament coverage on KNZA. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning, and they lead Marysville by a score of 6-4. And Gannon Becker, who has pitched the distance, is back on the hill. He is at 89 pitches, and he will try to go a complete game here today. If he can get Marysville up and down quickly in the seventh. But he will face a tough part of the lineup here. 2, 3, and 4, Landon Schmitz, Wes Anderson, and Carter Olson. But Becker with 89 pitches, this will be number 90, and here it is. And a swing and a fly ball. Center field. Rocky jumps in, makes the catch, and one pitch, one out here in the seventh.
One out. Now batting. The shortstop, number 15, Wes Anderson.
So one up, one down. Marysville down to their final two outs. And here is Wes Anderson. He has two hits, a single, a double. He has driven in a run. He has scored two. First pitch, number 91, is fouled away. No balls and one strike. He singled and scored in the first, also had a stolen base in that inning. He flew out to right in the third, and then drove in a run with a double and scored a run in the fifth. Base is empty, one down here in the bottom of the seventh. Hiawatha leading at 6-4, trying to advance. Here on day number one of this tournament, looking for win number 27 on the summer. Here's a 1-1. It is a pop-up, right side, foul territory. Becker off the hill, trying to get to the dugout. And it's off the top of the dugout, and it makes it one ball, two strikes. Impressive afternoon. Becker has really only been threatened by Marysville in two innings. And by that, I mean really only two of the innings. Marysville has really forced them to really grind through it, the first inning and then the fifth inning. But outside of that, he faced just three in the second, four in the third, four in the fourth, and just four in the sixth. Here is a slow roller. Dunn fielding deep in the hole. Throw to first on the money. What'd you expect? As good of a defensive shortstop we have seen. Two up and two down, and Marysville down to their final out. Hiawatha leading by two. Here's Carter Olson. He has had a good afternoon. He has reached in all three of his at-bats. Two singles, a walk. He has stolen a base. Chance to win the game right here for Hiawatha. First pitch a little bit inside. Makes it 1-0. Becker trying to pitch a complete game here. There's a called strike. 1-1. Impressive showing by Becker on the hill. Here's the pitch. And just missed inside, and it's 2-1. Now Marysville down to their final out. They need two runs to keep it going. Here's the pitch. Hit well. Right field. Running back, running back, running back, and it's going to drop into the gap in front of the 360 side, and Marysville stays alive. Barnhill couldn't get to it, and it's a two-out double for Olson. So here is Gavin LeDuc, who represents the tying run. So it's not going to be a clean three-up, three-down inning. Marysville going to make Becker work at least one more AB. LeDuc has reached via the walk. He also hit a sac fly in the fifth. First pitch inside, and it's 1-0. Hiawatha holding on to a 6-4 lead in the seventh. Final opportunity for Marysville. Runner at second, two down. There's a foul ball back into the net, and it's 1-1. A two-out double by Carter Olson has him at second base. Becker still pitching, approaching 100. That one a little bit high, and it's 2-1. That would be so crucial moving forward as far as numbers and pitches and pitchers for Hiawatha. Becker can go the distance. Ground ball to Dunn. Fields it cleanly behind second. Throw to first. In time, stretching for the out. Jacobson secures it, and that will do it. A complete game for Gannon Becker, and Hiawatha wins their state tournament opener. They beat Marysville 6-4. Our postgame show is next here on KNZA.
Hey, Hiawatha. Want lightning-fast fiber internet? Now is the perfect time to switch. Enjoy the most enhanced network available and save $10 off your monthly bill for the rest of the year. Get ready for improved connectivity that enhances your home value, supports remote work, education, and entertainment. If you haven't already scheduled your fiber install, now is the time. Currently booking September installation. Don't wait. Call us today at 800-892-0163.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let the Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow the Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at the Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
Farming, it's the life. Indeed it is. The life of long planting and harvest hours. The life of our faith and family. The life of small towns and honest people. It's also the life of buying crop inputs, fertilizer, chemicals, and seed. To help manage risk in those inputs, buy DeKalb and Asgrow Seed. Call Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
103.9 FM KNZA.
American Legion Baseball on KNZA, and we have a Game 1 final. Hiawatha Post 66 advancing a 6-4 win over Marysville here in Game 1 of our doubleheader today. Our post game here, and we'll get you our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game here in just a little bit, but a good start for Hiawatha Post 66 here in Concordia. 6-4 final. They advance and will take on Smith County tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, a winner's bracket game. We'll have that one for you right here on KNZA. Of course, coming up here in about 15 minutes or so, we'll have Corning, who is here for a second straight season, and they will take on the host in Concordia. So a pair of teams rocking blue jerseys coming up here in just a little bit. But again, Hiawatha Post 66, they scored the first run of the game. They were the away team in this game, despite being the higher seed with the better record. So they started the game with a run. It was RBI single for Ashton Rocky. Marysville came back with two runs themselves in the bottom of the first to take a 2-1 lead. They got RBIs from Gavin LeDuc and Ty Mosier. And then in the top of the third inning, Hiawatha scored three to take a 4-2 lead. They got hits early on in that inning by Jacobson and Rocky. A 2-RBI single by Caden Smith was really the big hits in that one. Again, 3-run scoring in that inning, so a 4-2 lead at that point. And then in the fifth inning, it was 6-2 after 2 runs came in, an RBI single by Cooper Wishrup, and then an RBI via bases-loaded walk for Michael Oldham, but Marysville didn't go away quietly. In the bottom of the fifth, they scored 2 runs. They got an RBI double by Wes Anderson and then a sac fly from Gavin LeDuc. At that point, made it 6-4. That score would hold the rest of the game, and a 6-4 final. Hiawatha Post 66 getting it done. They move to 27-10. They have had a sensational summer, and it continues into the winner's bracket game tomorrow against Smith County, who defeated Independence 3-2. In the first game of the day. It's now time for our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game, and we gotta go with Gannon Becker. Sorry, I was kind of caught there. I was gonna say Ashton Rocky, but we have given it to him before, and he's had just a heck of a run here since the zone tournament. He reached base in all 4 of his at-bats, including a double, but we're giving it to Gannon Becker because he pitched the distance, a complete game, 7 innings, 9 hits, 4 runs allowed. He walked 2. He only had 1 strikeout. His defense did help him. Hiawatha did have a couple of errors, but for the most part, the defense was solid behind him. He got Marysville to put the ball in play. Sam Dunn at short, just excellent over there, making play after play. But it's hard to pitch all 7 innings and to do it at right about 100 pitches, and that just helps you so much moving forward in the tournament in terms of pitch numbers, pitch count, everything in between. How crucial was this complete game? It was very crucial. So Gannon Becker, again, Hiawatha, our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. A complete game, 7 innings pitched, 9 hits, 4 runs, 2 walks, and 1 strikeout. So we're going to step aside. We're going to take a quick break. Again, that's just one of 2 games here today. It's Corning now, post 216, set to take the field for their first-round matchup against the Blues of Concordia, the host team here for a second straight year. The final tallies in this one as Hiawatha gets the win and advances on to tomorrow afternoon's game against Smith County. Hiawatha Post 66 this afternoon, 6 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They left 10 on base. Marysville, they dropped to 17-15. They finished this afternoon's game, 4 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors, and they left 7 on base. Great start to the AA state tournament. Hiawatha beats Marysville in the first round by a final score of 6-4. We'll step aside. Our second game of the double dip coming up in about 10 or 15 minutes. Keep it locked in. It's the MSC Sports Radio Network.